The Domtar Mills donation of 7,500 reams of construction paper to the D.C. Evers School District amounts to a bribe, according to Paul Schwantes, an opponent of the biomass power plant.
It has to be more than just coincidence. The day it was announced that they're donating this paper was the same day that there was a school board meeting. It sure looks like a bribe to me.
But Craig Timm, Domtar's manager of public affairs, says the company donated the paper because it had been sitting in a warehouse for 2 years and could no longer be sold. Timm says Domtar didn't single out the Everest School District.
If we have paper that is not going to be sold on the market, we actually look for places for donations. And in this case, it ended up being both the D.C. Everest School Districts and the Wausau School Districts.
The D.C. Everest School Board's opinion of the biomass project is important because there's an elementary school across the street from the mill where the plant would be built. Schwante says it's the wrong location.
A child's lungs are particularly susceptible from this particulate matter. If you look around the country where these biomass plants are being built, they are not being built in residential neighborhoods.
But Timm says Domtar and We Energy studies have shown that the plant will actually cut the amount of emissions to the area.
It is on an industrial site that, you know, it's currently operating as and will be operating as a paper mill. And our projections show actually a decrease in any type of pollution to that area.
Well, the Domtar mill is zoned as an industrial site. It is bordered by a residential neighborhood in Rothschild. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.